This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is peak mail day, M-A-I-L, as in the busiest mailing day of the year for cards, letters, packages. That's according to the U.S. Postal Service. In recent years, the USPS has struggled with massive changes in the way we send mail. This accounting year, the Postal Service recorded a $5 billion loss. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
The Postal Service makes most of its revenue, around $30 billion in 2014, from first-class mail. Rick Geddes is a professor in the Department of Policy Analysis and Management at Cornell.
The volume of first-class mail peaked out in 2001 and has been declining ever since, and now I think it's declined by well over one-third.
Fewer letters are being sent, but more parcels are because of online shopping. This year, the Postal Service projects it will deliver 600 million packages between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. And parcels are a different ballgame than letters. John Callen is managing director of Ursa Major Associates, a postal and parcel consultancy.
Even if you think about your mailbox, it's one thing for putting a fistful of letters into a mailbox. If you've got to put a parcel in there or take it to the front door, that's a higher cost.
From the mailbox, where parcels often don't fit, to the front door, then back to the post office if there's no one home, it's just more hours logged. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.